Declare the meeting open at 5:32. The Shire of Three Springs acknowledges the traditional owners of this land, the Southern Yamatji people, and their continuing connection to land, water and community. We pay our respects to them and their cultures and to elders past, present and emerging. The record of attendance is we have an approved leave of absence for Councillor Enor, and currently we have an absentee for Councillor Mutter. Response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Public question time. We also have gallery. Daniel Thompson, time plan. Daniel,
Yep. Normally
you would stand up and speak to the group. But basically, you have a building application in front of council today. Did you want to speak about it in any way?
Well, it's just UGL are coming here for, they're doing the substation work for 22 months, and they put a request to us to increase our room numbers because they've got 90 workers that are going to be in and around this area, and they would like to have as many as possible in Three Springs for convenience sake. I think it has, obviously it has a benefit to us, but like it has a benefit for the town, like there's more people in town, they'll spend more money, like we'll spend a lot more at IGA, Butcher. It also gives me cash flow, like we've ripped out 19 bathrooms in existing accommodation, so and I've spent quite a bit of money on commercial kitchen upgrades, so I am putting money back into the hotel. So those 19 bathrooms will get done in the next 3 months. So I think it's... and the other thing is, like, even this week I've had two people ring for 40 rooms, which there's not in town, so there's a lot happening in this area, so I think it... provides Three Springs with the opportunity to bring that business here. On top of that, I've had two other groups in that period want rooms for a long time. So I think Neon's one, and then there was another one, another energy project. So there's just a lot of demand for rooms. So that's where we're at.
Does anyone have any questions for Daniel before I throw some at you? 19 bathrooms, are they in the existing outside?
So there's 12 outside. So in the six existing,
mm-hmm.
like in the middle rooms, and
yep.
the six at the front, so they're being done, and then seven upstairs. So progressively over the next 18 months or 2 years, we'll do upstairs up, so the whole lot. And we'll do that as better accommodation, like more. Tourists aren't going to stop currently with what I've got,
but
they will be done properly, like really nice.
Yeah.
And then we'll do the balcony and all that sort of stuff. So this is all going to come from this, so it's a cash flow, like the more I get there, the more I can put back in. So we've bought new ovens, I bought a whole lot of, they want more mining style meals, so I've spent $30,000 on Bain Marie's.
Yeah.
And then we've bought this other machine which is $70,000, which can do a whole lot of things with inside the kitchen. So we've already started committing money to the hotel. So.
Okay. Well, then the question is why is it in the conditions or in your proposal that you would remove them after 18 months?
No, well, so there's an issue around, like parking will be tight.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's an issue for you guys, like, we would remove. So, but, like, ultimately, I don't, like, it may even be that the middle rooms go, like, and we build
rooms.
New ones,
yeah.
like double story ones or something. So, but that's all down the track. So,
yeah.
It's more around, so UGL have said they will transport people in and out on buses,
mm-hmm.
so there's not going to be lots and lots of cars.
Yeah, there's a lot of wording about parking. And
yeah, but they're in for 2 weeks and out for a week, so
yeah.
when they're out, like they're retaining the rooms,
yeah.
but they're busing everyone in,
mm-hmm.
so it's not going to be all these cars everywhere. So if that was an issue for the council, then...
Yeah, I did read that there is a payment in lieu or cash in lieu option for us to then on forward on wording.
So I have the ability to move the six new ones to another hotel, but ideally I don't want to do that.
No, and I don't want to. I don't think anyone's ever said, do we need less accommodation?
No, but it was more around, like, if it's an issue for you guys, just to satisfy you, like, around
mm-hmm.
parking, then I can do other things with them. So, and I did put an offer to the guy next door for his place, but he hasn't, like, that's an eyesore at the moment.
Mm-hmm,
but I haven't heard from him. But, like, I'll go back to him. So, and that can be, I just use that as green space or parking. I mean, I know it's going to take 2 years or something to get it changed back from residential to commercial, but that will open up space too. If I just think it's just a negotiation. So.
Yeah.
And possibly we'll knock that front old thing down, like
the
keg
room.
Like, so that opens it up, but I haven't said that yet. I don't know where.
No, it's in here.
Oh,
it's
is
in
it?
Here.
Yeah.
That is one thing that can go.
Yeah.
Which will allow you traffic access.
It opens it up and it's likely to fall down anyway, so it's an issue. So, so that's where we're at. So there's a lot, like a, truly, there's so much demand for accommodation here. Like I'm getting endless phone calls, so it's...
Excellent.
And
has anyone else got any questions or comments for Danny?
I just wondering about the power situation. Now it's pretty tight there. How do you
so that might be an issue. Like, if it becomes a real issue, I'll just buy a generator. So, then so I've already spoken to UGL and that and Western Power, so they will probably do an upgrade. But so two of the rooms, so we're getting rid of, it'll be a little bit of power, not heaps, but the two back dongers are going. They're being replaced by two. So there's...
And the other ones just hug the perimeter.
So the change in volume of rooms, so how many rooms you got now?
There's 32 and it'll be, there's an extra 20.
Yeah, so you're
No, there must be...
Maybe 24. You got six by four.
Yeah. No, so there's an extra 20 rooms all up because there's four existing in that.
Yep,
so it takes 1 dollar.
32 now.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to
52.
52.
Yeah.
And then potentially you're going to remove some of the older ones.
At the end,
And that'll say you go from 32 to 52 and then potentially back to...
Yeah, yeah, but then we're at the same time we're doing upstairs, there's 19 rooms upstairs. So, but I'm not saying a lot of staff will stay up there. But that's the other thing, like it'll add jobs, like I need more, like I've already got two more chefs and there'll be cleaners and I mean potentially the whole upstairs could be staff.
Good. Okay, any other questions? Thanks, Daniel. Applications for leave of absence. Do we have anyone needing a leave of absence for the October meeting? You? No? Me? No. No.
And Chris can't.
We have an extraordinary leave of absence. Not sure if you call it that, but we have a request for a leave of absence for today's meeting. Councillor Mutter has put in a form, an official request to have today as a minute leave of absence. I have it here. So, could I? I'm happy to move that we accept her leave of absence for today. If I can have someone second. Councillor Eva. If there's no dissent, we'll pass that at 5. That then means we comply with her attending or having an approved leave of absences for the correct amount of meetings. Item 6, confirmation of previous meeting minutes for the ordinary council meeting of 27th of August. I will move those because I'm about to sign off on them. Someone, so you second them, please. Councillor Eva, thank you. And no dissent, we'll pass it at 5. Announcements by presiding person without discussion. Just to remind everyone, it should just anyone, councillors, to disclose any interest during the meeting and for members of public to caution against taking any action on council decisions until they have seen a copy of the minutes or have been advised in writing by the Shire. Now, as this is my last council meeting, I'd like to say that it's been a privilege and an honour to be part of the council for the last 11 years. I've worked with some wonderful staff and some exceptional councillors. I've been asked if I enjoy the role, and the answer was no. A better question is, would be, do you find it satisfying or socially fulfilling? And the answer is definitely yes. It's also demanding, challenging, constant, and at times frustrating. A massive thank you to all the staff, especially the CEOs, which were Sylvia Yandel, Keith Woodward and Chris East. Your professionalism and understanding of the workings of local government make it so much easier to stay in the correct lane while aware of the unique needs of regional council. My role as a councillor for the last 8 as a councillor and for the last 8 years as president would not have been as rewarding if it wasn't for the 12 other elected members I shared the chambers with. As a regional local government, I've been commended on the collaborative, positive, constructive and confident group we have formed. Even though we're a bit short on candidates for the next election, I'm extremely confident in the ongoing council to continue to strive for a better place for us all, unified and healthy. Lastly, I'd like to thank my family. I'm looking forward to spending more time with you all. They might not be. Item 8 is the announcement by elected members. We have had a little busy moment there one day, but other than that, usual works. Petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions is nil. Item 10, proposed short-term accommodation. Officer's recommendation and council resolution is that council grant planning approval for the proposed redevelopment at the rear of the commercial hotel with a siting of six four-bedroom and ensuite short-term accommodation units and the removal of two existing short-term accommodation units on lots 70, 71 and 72 Carter Street, Three Springs and the demolition of an outbuilding upon lot 12 Thomas Street, Three Springs, subject to the following, and I'll just read it in abbreviated. The development is to be in accordance with the plans attached and shall not be altered. Any additions or change shall be passed back through approvals. The use hereby permitted shall not cause injury or prejudicially affect the amenity of the locality by reason of dust, light, stormwater, waste product, vehicles and otherwise. The proponent is to implement and maintain a recording mechanism for complaints. The buildings and additions shall utilise colours and materials to be able to finish the approval of the local government. All stormwater is to be disposed on site. All parking of vehicles and trailers shall be within the boundary, the property boundary. An internal road network and vehicle manoeuvring and parking shall be constructed and maintained. The vehicle access onto Thomas Street shall be constructed and maintained. These are all to the approval of the local government. The 5 metre laneway is to remain free of parked vehicles and or equipment. Repairs to damage to Thomas Street or Carter Street shall be repaired to the approval of local government. Installation and maintenance of any signs, installation and maintenance of landscaping to the approval of local government. The replacement of the existing 1.2 metre high to a 1.8 metre high fence. Installation and maintenance of fire blankets, hardwired smoke detectors, an evacuation plan and a muster point signage to be installed. The development is subject to the approval for 2 years. Then in the notes, it is the proposed to remove two of the four bedroom accommodation units after a period of 18 months. You also have to, the applicant also has to advise of all planning approvals regarding the development. If the applicant is aggrieved by this decision, then they have 28 days to lodge a submission with State Administrative Tribunal. Could I have someone move that worthy recommendation, please? Councillor Eva, thank you. I think Councillor Hill, thank you very much. Councillor Eva.
I'm very excited to see it and I can't wait to see how it progresses. I think it's great, then.
Councillor Hill?
I concur.
Man, a few words. Can I have a show of hands for that motion? Thank you. That is passed at 5. If you want to go now, Daniel, you may, otherwise, you can sit through the rest of the very interesting.
That is all right if I go.
You can go.
Yeah.
You want to see what it's like to be a councillor? Like,
yeah.
Thank you.
See you.
Thank you,
Dan. All the best. Item 10.2 is proposed telecommunications infrastructure, the internet mast. The officer's recommendation and council resolution is that council advise the applicant that it supports in principle the siting of an internet mast as included in the attachment on Slaughter Street, Three Springs. Delegates the authority to this Shire of Three Springs CEO to enter into discussions with the applicant regarding the use of the land, and then these discussions are required to address the following. the operator of the telecommunications infrastructure is required to provide to the Shire documentation that indemnifies and keeps indemnified to the local government and holds it harmless from and against all liabilities, obligations or costs of any kind that may be incurred by the siting and operation of the telecommunications infrastructure. The owner operator is required to give at least 12 months' notice to the local government if the telecommunications infrastructure is to cease operations, and all infrastructure shall be must be decommissioned and removed from the site to the satisfaction of the LG unless the LG agrees otherwise. And in the event that the Shire of Three Springs CEO does not consider that the matter, that the discussions have addressed these aspects, they reserve the right to return the matter to council for further discussion. Someone move that recommendation, please. Councillor Connaughton, thank you. And seconded by Councillor Mills, thank you very much. Councillor Connaughton.
Not much, it's mostly there. I think it'd be a good asset if it's used.
Mm.
It's well located, not too close to too many houses.
Councillor Mills.
It's very close to HB line, so I can see how they go there.
Yeah. And the reason it is also well located because it is on the narrow side of the CBH silos, so from that point they can hit a wider radius, I guess that's the word I'm looking for, rather than on one of the sides of the silos where you're restricted from the side of town. But yes, the issue with the power line will be their issue.
Yeah.
No. I got stuck on the word consent. No dissent for that, thank you. Five. Item 10.3 is interface agreement between Brookfield Rail, Shire of Three Springs and Main Roads WA. Officer's recommendation and council endorsement and council resolution is that council endorse the interface agreement between ARC Infrastructure, the Shire of Three Springs and the Commissioner of Main Roads, and authorise the CEO to complete the required details and execute the agreement on behalf of the Shire of Three Springs. Right, someone move that record, please. Nope. Councillor Collison, a seconding Councillor Eva, thank you. Councillor
Collison,
no.
I think there's much changed from the last agreement, what we had before. It was pretty tied up anyway.
Standard agreement.
Yeah.
Standard agreement.
What's the difference between Brookfield and ARC?
They were previously Brookfield, they have changed to ARC.
Okay. Right.
No dissent on that one? Pass it at five, thank you. Item 10.4 is the adoption of policy 1.27, conducting electronic meetings and attendance by electronic means. It is the officer recommendation that council adopt policy 1.27, conducting electronic meetings and attendance by electronic means as it was presented in the attachments. Are you happy to move that one, Nick? Thank you, Councillor Eber. Thank you, Councillor Hill. Thank you very much. Councillor Eber.
I just think this is going to be essential given we are so short of councillors. We need all four of us now to attend to have a quorum. So if people can't attend during harvest, we can't have a meeting. So I think this is going to help us out short term, and it'll enable a bit more flexibility into the future.
Councillor Hill?
It's a good draft to get a policy in place, is it? Is that, there's no policy?
There's no policy.
Yeah, so it's something that could be
a
good template.
And we did during COVID have those meetings, Teams meetings, electronic meetings, but we just haven't had a formal council meeting where you could meet and someone, for whatever reason, couldn't be here. So no, I think it will be used. Okay, there's no dissent on that. We will pass that one also in at five, thank you. Item 10.5 has been withdrawn and it has been replaced for later on in the meeting now. Item 10.6 is the monthly financial report for the period 31st of August 2025. Officer's recommendation and council resolution is that council accepts the monthly financial report for the period ending 31st of August 2025. I'm happy to move that one, thanks. And Councillor Eva, thank you very much. I have no issue. It seems that once the rates money start coming in, we'll start hitting upwards again in the financial stakes and start spending some money in the works department.
We have already started.
Excellent.
Give me a question.
Question.
How do we get a minus 1% rates collected, which you have on your report?
Well, that one I'll hand over to the CEO. A minus 1%.
Minus 1%. Am I reading that wrong?
Where are you looking, sir?
On your charts.
Oh,
your attachment
in
booklet.
The attachment.
Yeah.
Can you give us a page number or beginning, middle, end?
Well, I can, but not soon, though.
No. Oh, it's timing.
Timing?
Timing. Okay, so when I load the budget, I actually put in when we expect to get the money in. If we get money prior to the budget being loaded, that's where the minus 1% is probably coming from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anticipation.
Yeah.
I don't know how that worked accounting-wise, but yeah.
We're saying zero, we've got money, so yeah.
Cool.
If there's no other questions or queries, we'll pass that one at 5 as well. Item 10.7 is the accounts for payment for the 31st of August 2025. It is the Council's Office's recommendation and Council resolution is that Council accepts the report as written there. Total payments for August, $985.143.81. I will move that one again. Thank you. Councillor Connaughton, thank you. I have no questions. Oh, actually, that is incorrect. I had questions I've already asked of the CEO, TCEO, and they've been answered. And did I forward them on to your...
Yes, you did.
Yes. So no further questions from me for that.
Nope,
not for me. No dissent, and we'll pass that at 5. Item 11. Motions for which previous notice has been given is nil. Business of an urgent nature introduced by decision of meeting for elected members is nil and for staff is nil. Officer's recommendation for 12.2 is that we accept a late agenda item, two late agenda items, for the free pool and gym use, which is the employee health and fitness policy. Three agenda items coming in late. Adoption of the employee health and fitness policy, the waiving of the pool fees for the upcoming season, and the CEO recruitment amendment to the selection panel. Could I have someone please move that we accept three late agenda items? Massive. Thank you, Councillor Eva. Thank you, Councillor Hill. Okay, and we'll pass that at 5. Okay, first one on the late is the adoption of the employee health and fitness policy. By absolute majority required. That Council adopt the employee health and fitness policy, which is free gym and pool access as presented, providing full-time employees with free access to the Shire's gym and aquatic facilities in the interest of promoting workplace health and wellbeing. Could I have someone move that policy, please? Councillor Eva, thank you. Second to Councillor Hill, thank you. Councillor Eva.
I just think all workplaces need to be clever at what they offer staff, and so I think it's an easy thing to offer to staff, and if that's the thing that gets someone across the line, great, and if it keeps them healthy and happy coming to work, then also great.
Happy, energetic, super fit, gardening around town, it's going to be a minus.
It certainly does. And the fact that facilities are being cleaned and maintained already, it's not like we're requiring any extra work on their behalf. Excellent. Can I have a show of hands for moving that agenda item? Thank you. At 5. Number 12.2.2, which is the waiver of the pool entry fees for 25-26. By absolute majority, Officer's recommendation is that Council waive all pool entry fees for the 25-26 financial year, excluding schools located outside the Shire, to encourage greater community participation and in alignment with the objectives of the Three Springs Aquatic Centre Master Plan 25-35. Councillor Hill? Moving on. Thank you. Well, it's like in an auction here. Councillor Mills, the second, thank you. Councillor Hill?
Yeah, no, it's all
good.
Thank you, self-explanatory.
No, and I would just like to reiterate that it is for all attending the pool, not just for Shire of Three Springs residents. It would be impossible to police that. And it also frees up the pool manager to concentrate on the pool management side of it rather than the gate entry fee side of it. And also the staff in administration not having to deal with entry passes. All right, if we're all happy, we will no dissent, and we're going to pass that at 5. 12.2.3, which is CEO recruitment and the amendment to the selection panel membership. Officer's recommendation is that council note the resignation of Councillor Mills from the Chief Executive Officer Recruitment Panel. Appoints Councillor Mutter to the Chief Executive Officer Recruitment Selection Panel in place of Councillor Mills to ensure continued compliance with the adopted terms of reference, and confirms that this change does not affect any previous decisions with the panel, including the instruction to the recruitment specialist to commence advertising. Happy? Someone going to put their hand up for that one? Thank you, Councillor Eva. Councillor Connaughton, thank you. No questions? No queries?
Pretty simple, isn't it?
Yep. Can't continue if you're not here. No dissent, passed at 5. Okay. Item 13 is questions by members without notice. It's nil. Questions by members due notice given. It's nil. A time and date of the next meeting will be Wednesday the 22nd of October at 5:30. We have item 16 as a confidential item, so I need someone to please move that we go behind closed doors to discuss the confidential item. Someone move that, please. Councillor Mills and Councillor Connaughton, thank you very much. No dissent, we'll pass that at 5. And on that, we actually have to ask our gallery. Thank you, Ty, for coming on.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're discussing our confidential item.
Oh, no.
We have to ask you to leave.
Okay.
Front door's still open, Trish, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. You may leave by the front door this time, and we stop recording.